beckoning calls to wake up, to open your eyes, to look at things the way they are.
Wake up to the light.
Don't be deceived by
it's time to do what's right.
An skewed history that's messed your mind up for years.
For the darkness falls.
Yes.
And we're no more.
Before the darkness falls and we're no more. I'm going to stop right there because have you been looking at the weather patterns that's taking place all over the world? Not just this country, but all over the world. I'm talking about in Europe, in South America, near the ice caps, away from there. It appears that, well, you go to my Facebook, John Coleman. There's an article that I put up today. I'm not going to try to transfer it to my website, but I came across it. A scientist, a true scientist, who gave his, and his opinion was not the opinion of my eschatological teachings years ago on the end times. I don't know where he studied, how much he studied it, but he said that what is happening on the planet today is apocalyptic. And basically, the man said that civilization will start to disseminate within a year, especially in this country. He explained how our food supply was being eradicated, how our water supply is being eradicated, and the impossibility of the earth producing food sustenance for the human creatures, which basically causes us to become extinct about this time next year. Now, I know the naysayers are going to say, John, you shouldn't listen to crackpots like that. Wait a minute. I wasn't a crackpot when I studied and taught eschatology. I know what the good book says about how it's going to be during the end of time. And we're right there. We have never seen tornadoes and calamities that's hitting our country. The weather patterns. And you can go to any of the archival book reports of city after city. When you look at Greece today, entire communities are being burnt up, burnt out. It's as if something is saying enough. The Greeks were known for their education, for their philosophy. That's where we learned how to live decently within proportion to each other. Look at Greece. We don't want any more of those stinking immigrants on our shores. Look at our government. People trying to come over here because of the gang mentality is killing their offspring. We got some that say, let them all over. We have some that says, don't let any of them over. What do we do? We see all of this hatred towards men from other men on both sides of the fence. White, black, doesn't make any difference what nationality they are. The Malaysians trying to do away with the Papuans, not letting them live in peace. There would be enough food and water on this planet for everyone if we learn how to love. Now you're saying that particular attribute of love is not even reasonable to follow any longer. That only a fool would think about ascribing to something as silly as that. Love. I look at all that's happening on the planet. I look at how humans seem to be providing the blunt edge of the misery on the planet. The poor lower creatures, the other animals, will all disappear in time because of what we as humans have left. I want you to go to my Facebook page and listen to the scientist that I listened to his entire clip on YouTube, and I shared it on my YouTube page. The man is not a Christian. The man sounds like an evangelical, sounds like the stuff that I taught in this eschatology that said the way the world would look before the end would come. And you know what I've been telling you? I've changed my diet. I have learned how to live on very little. I'm going to tell you guys something. Anybody that knows me, that knows that I get my little, I don't even get $1,000 a month. And I am able to sustain myself every month from the little monies that I have and for the little monies that I purchase food with and water with. I wish that everyone would come to that point, that they would know that they could sustain themselves for far less. But we have to stop going to these malls buying all this crazy stuff. We have to stop thinking like wanderers, dreamers with insane possibilities. The earth is running out of resources. We as men and women are depleting it. We are not helping the environment by the way we live on it. And we as Americans are the number one criminals, destroying it. And we have a president in the White House that refuses to acknowledge what he's looking at. He knows the end is coming, but rich people always have a way to protect their own. It's the massive populations that I'm speaking for, and we're out there killing each other, raping each other, murdering each other, fighting against each other, committing race crimes against each other. If this scientist is right, we got about a year left on the planet. And that would make it around 2019. And that would be about the right calculation that I had a number of years ago when I first spoke about this. So what is my response to all this? How do I regard myself? How do I live in light of all of this calamity, this chaos that I'm confronted with? Well, if I'm a Christian, I'm going to abide by the things of the teachings in the Word of God. Last week I was having to explain that to someone, and I tried to ask them to go to my website and get a frame of reference from where I was coming from, because I'm going to tell you guys something. Talking to some of these people today, they have the audacity to think that because of who we are and we are black, that we have to reject the only religion that we were given because it was given by the white man, and have no religion but the fundamentalism of mysticism. That is a crock of bull. Christianity, as espoused by many white nationalists in Europe and in this country, for their foul evangelistic tactics of taking away a lesser culture's right to walk around with their breast out, the way they were living thousands of years before the European with the flea-infested garments. And now what we're doing, it was an interesting article on the internet today saying how there's a bed bug manifestation coming here from other countries of the world. They had to shut down an entire airline because bed bugs had infested all of the seats, and these airplanes were coming to America. And the people getting off of the plane with this rare kind of bed bug, because people in other countries don't bathe the way we bathe. They don't take care of themselves the way we take care of ourselves. And now we're getting these strange bugs and everything. It doesn't mean that you're to hate people, but the rampage has hit us so bad we can't fight back. There's things that we took for granted in America the way she used to be that no longer is that way. anymore. Those days are gone. So, I ask the question again, what do we do? Well, if you're a Christian, if you believe in the Word of God, you don't fall from that. You rest assured on those blessed words because they will bring you comfort as you see your destiny lived out. Now, if nothing happens within 2 or 3 years, God's grace. Somebody's praying. But if you look at the facts that the scientists gave, and you look at the teachings of our national religion before it was apostatized by women and men that found it clever to make money off of it, our faith has been brutally, brutally resigned to three monkeys. One with his hands over his eyes, one over his ears, and one over his mouth. I would like to add a fourth one with a finger up as you know what. Because there's no wisdom coming in America today. Absolutely none. The pulpits have forfeited its right to tell the population the truth. I'm going to speak it whenever I get a chance to. We've done it. We've done it. Once you look at the wars that we fought, the people that the great so-called leaders in this country have murdered, have killed. It's no wonder that the millennials don't believe in the government, in the laws, in the things that we believe in. They believe that if their parents, we, because I was a parent, our grandparents, me, did not betray them, then who did? Someone betrayed our children. Our children know it. We don't want to admit it. For some stupid reason, we don't want to even think about admitting to the fact that we could have been the cause of this chaos that the good biologist or the doctor speaks about. Every time you need something, let's just take it from the earth. Did you check with the people that are the moral scientists that are trying to tell you that we're on a living planet? It's an organism, and you can't keep raping it of all of its resources and think that it's going to produce. One of these days, you're going to overextend your visit. That's what certain people have done, and the people that are running this planet in power, I don't know what you call them. You may call them Illuminati. I don't give a damn what you call them. They have sold us out. And from listening to the scientist, he says, some of you may not want to hear it because you're on the left. And when you live on the left and everything you do is thought... You should have seen. Harcourt usually sits at my side during a webcast, but whenever he hears of the dogs, he just goes mad and runs to the front door. So I'm not going to apologize. That's the way webcasts are here. He's quite different from Broman. But anyhow, he has a mind of his own. What do you think? Do you think this is it? Do you think that we're living on the precipice of a lost time? Is it done for us? Look at Hawaii. Look at those volcanoes. You know what the Hawaiian Islands are. They're top of volcanoes. These same men, whole neighborhoods, people's lives are disrupted. When nature, and I don't think that nature has lost its way. I believe that nature has found her way. Because nature is going to do what is expedient for her to do. We are the responsible, reasonable ones that should have had the guts enough to think about these tragic calamities that would come our way because of the lack, or should I say the insensitivity that we put forth in the nature of our lives. We want too much. We don't need it. I had a cup of coffee, well, a cup and a half of coffee, really, and a little bowl of some kind of brand cereal that I picked up from the healthy store, and then three or four slices of chicken and five corn tortillas and some onion sliced up, a little soy sauce for flavor, and a little olive oil, and so that the corn tortillas wouldn't stick. And that's it. Oh, and a glass of cognac. That's all I had to eat today. I doubt if I'm going to eat any more food. I'll get some fruit. I have some fruit juice here. I can drink that to keep those kind of nutrients here. I have my vitamin tablets that I take every day. And some of the meds that I take for my aching bones and whatnot. But other than that, PJ doesn't eat bacon and eggs and toast and grits and biscuits and waffles and fried chicken and turkey burgers, hamburgers, large fries, jumbo size, this and that. When I go to McDonald's, if it's for a Big Mac, I'm sharing it four ways because of the poison that I know that dwells in it. And they put that poison there with the superfluge of winning over your taste buds, and so that you would not taste the real content of it, which is pure garbage. They're not only feeding it to us, they're feeding it to millions of people all over the world. Now, someone in an American corporation is filthy rich. You think they're concerned about what they feed the public? And now when you go into a McDonald's, look at what you see. They're putting everybody out of work. You don't even have to stand in line to order. You have your credit card, punch in what you want, swipe the card, wait 5 minutes, and they call your number. There's going to be a time when they put them out of business. You'll be able to walk into a place, stay in that booth, and when your food is right in front of you, you will pay or they won't let you out of that booth. And you will go directly to jail. Oh yeah, we're coming into a system where you're not going to beat it, but it's going to beat you. And we herald this wonderful new age that we live in. You've been taken advantage of, people. You know, I called the college that I work for and told them, today I said, I'm wanting to come back, so if you have any more philosophy classes to be taught, I would like to come back in and teach the babies again. I said, it looks like my heart is going to be okay. She says she'd pass the word on. See how serious I am? Because I passed this word on before this time came. I guess I have to stop letting it tear my heart up. Because, and I don't want you to misunderstand me, but I want America to be the way she used to be. Now, I'm not saying that the way Donald Trump said it or the way you think he said it. I want my America, and most of you that listen to me weren't even born when I was here. I was called nigger twice in my life by somebody white. Maybe that was because I wasn't from the South. I was from here. I don't know. I try to ignore all negativity because it's always been a part of my confusion. Why are people doing that? It would be so much more easier to love, to care for, to have compassion. But my, these people, they want to hate and hurt and fight. Hardcore, all the people heard you when you ran to the front door. You want to apologize? Go get him, go get him. See, he hears more of them. Oh, it would be a far better world if we allowed that to take place. Some of the laws that they pass are good laws. I was downtown. I had to take a young man to the train station. He lives way out San Bernardino County. I told him, I'm not going to take you home. I can't do that. I said, but I can drop you off at Union Station. Now, I know Union Station because I was born and raised in L.A., right? I'm riding with this boy, and we're going downtown. I'm heading down Figueroa, going north. Well, everything has changed. Everything. When you get to King Boulevard, they built that new stadium there where they had the sports arena. If you want to see it in the movies, watch the movie with Edward G. Robinson and Charlton Heston, Soylent Green. You see the silhouette of the old sports arena on King Boulevard and Exposition. It was, no, King Boulevard and Figueroa, between Exposition and, man, it's wonderful to be able to have a mind and think about this. But now, before it was King Boulevard, it was Santa Barbara Avenue. Because I got lost yesterday going back to the train station from me trying to find a business thing for this young man. And I said, oh my God, I found myself on Cesar Chavez Boulevard. That used to be Sunset Avenue. But they cut that off right near Dodger Stadium. And I said, if I didn't have one of these show me the way on my phones, I would have been lost in the city that I was born in. And the young man said, where have you been, John? This has been called Cesar Chavez Boulevard for a number of years. I said, I remember it, but I haven't been down this street in this side of town in a while. And you should see L.A. now. She is something. But you know what? So was Rome. So was all those other great empires. I'm not going to throw out the idea that our society can self-destruct at any moment, especially if there's human beings involved in her destruction. And it appears that the one we have in that White House don't give a damn about nobody. I know he has friends, and I don't speak that bad about him. Everybody needs friends. But he has a different kind of destructiveness about him. His kind of destructiveness can light the charge brigade in the masses of individuals, which can lead them to do seriously, dangerously motivated actions against humankind. And the people on the left, which are the liberals, cannot stop this onslaught by marching in the street talking blah, 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 blah. That's not going to get it. Having someone like Maxine Waters is not going to get it. All that foolishness, that name calling, and give me back my time, that just looks like another Amos and Andy rewind. That's not going to get it. It's going to go down in the archives of history as some of those things that embarrassed us as a people. Now, you want to hear some things that set us free as a people? Nina Simone saying, Mississippi, goddamn, freed us as a people. You know who else freed us? Duke Ellington. Put me on that A train. I call it the No Stress Express. You can't get on it unless your mind is in the right place. And sativa will help get you there. Yes, it will. But you have to be a patient of patience. I see so many older people They're going through so much turmoil, especially the older Christians. Oh, they sing those songs, and it's all right to sing it, but you know what? I don't want to gather at the river with you. I'm living throughout this new millennium. Can I share the wonderful news of God to an absolutely newer generation that is not going to be befuddled by pure stupidity and foolishness? Is what I think has been given out by the Christian church in this country for the past 30 or 40 years. And thanks to the Paul Crouch family and that TBN damnable network, more minds have been shattered, lives lost under the beguilement of, well, that's why President Trump said you can't even get the news right, because it's all fake news. It comes from the same source. The left. Now, you may say you're not a very good pastor if you on the right. Hey, I'm on neither the right nor the left. I'm right in between, looking at my country, seeing it being torn to literal hell. I'm seeing the pastors don't even know how to get a good prayer through. Their vision has all been succumbed by the new apartment in the downtown area. When this shit gets... Oh, I'm sorry. When God gets through laughing at us and bring his calamity on us here in the West Coast, like it's going to be all throughout the country. Because once he shuts down the major avenues and people start dying in mass like that, I know you may not like this, but that's what's coming, buddy. I look at all the signs. I put it all together. We have had it as a nation. We've had it as a people. We had our turn at the helm. That's why, you know what really gets me? You go to our prisons today. Hell, those beautiful black men and Hispanic men. Beautiful dudes, man. Power. To think of them cutting each other, killing each other. God help us. There was a time when black men did all the work that the Hispanics are doing in the city today. Very rarely do you see black men in restaurants with the white chef hat on cooking. If you do see it, they know that they have a master chef there. But the Latinas have come and they have taken the jobs that the black man no longer does. He feels beneath it. I don't know what, who put that bull crap in the black man's head that you're beneath being a chef. Think about that white chef that hung himself. Millionaire. Had dough for years, and I'm not talking about for no cheesecake either. He was set. Hung himself in his French apartment. I wonder what it is about when you go to that liberal city. When you go there, and all them people on the left getting your head, I guess sometimes that's all you got left, is to kill yourself. I've been training myself, listen. I think that's why God did not let me die under the blade of that operation. He did not let me die because he knew that he was going to need me to talk to you guys. It's coming. Now, other people are sensing that it's coming, just like I am. I am convinced, just by looking at the news this weekend and today, I will keep my eyes and ears on world news. I'm seeing what Israel doing to Palestine over there. I'm seeing that that whole region is going to boil over into dehuman behavior when they, because of their religion, are going to start massacring each other. And when I think of the people that helped start the massacre and keep it going, are the very people that keeps the natives fed in this restless zoo in the USA because it came from our shores. And until America admits that, amidst the red, white, and blue, and who's going to bow? Are we going to follow Kropak or Nick or whatever the hell? You know what? That's not important. That's not important. But you watch what the media does with that story. I kind of hope this new stadium in Los Angeles opens up. I'd like to see a couple of games there. It's a masterful work. But I don't know. Looking at things the way they're going now, they may not finish the building. And I would not be surprised if they did not. I would be surprised if the building were finished and the first game was played and nothing on a catastrophic level would happen. It would mean that either God is not God. And this is what I'm saying, and I'm speaking as one that believes in Jehovah God. I want you to hear me. If God is God, and I know He is God, He has to respond to America. He has to respond to America. I know the followers on the right would say, we're going to make it great again. No, no, no. That's what screwed her up. Is your forefathers and your ancestors. It was screwed up when the first slave was sold to somebody and lost their right to be free. Men comes as slaves from every cover and every color. And so just to think that a black man was a slave alone is ridiculous. Oh God, have mercy on us. Thank you for coming to my website. Tell your friends about it. Try to listen to the whole clip by this guy. It's on my Facebook. I'm going to leave it up a week or two so that you can hear it. And I think it's worth listening to. I really do. Well, God bless you. And for those of you that believe in the faith, not of our fathers, because I don't know what them white boys on Plymouth Rock felt when that rock fell on them. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about the faith of the Puritans. No, no, brother. You got me wrong if you think I'm talking about the faith of Martin Luther in 1502 in Germany. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the faith that Mel Gibson wrote about in his movie Apocalypto, that young Mayan man had to come back for his family. And they each had their beliefs in the gods. And in that movie, it showed that God favored to leave alive those whom He would conclude be the stronger for our seed. I hope that in life itself, that there's a remnant left of African American men and women that can understand my words and that can fully undertake the role of, check this out, making America great again. God bless you. Talk to you soon.